Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. The Eagles had their first practice of the summer today, getting training camp underway at the NovaCare Complex. I talked to some reporters over the last few hours, got some information on positional matchups, what went down at camp, was able to compile some notes and all those things for you guys. So very happy to come on here, give you guys some of the information that I was able to find out as the Eagles go ahead and prepare for the 2025 season. If you are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the show to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Couple of players today really showed out, turned some heads. Some players struggled, but that is, you know, expected in the first practice of a camp, especially when you're going up against some of the players of this caliber. We have some encouraging injury news, but we will start this show with some not so great news, but expected news. Linebacker Nakobe Dean was placed on the physically unable to perform list, the PUP list, today as training camp got started. So he will not be practicing. He is still recovering from a torn patellar tendon that he suffered in last season's playoff run against Green Bay. So it'll be a little bit before we see him on the field. But in good news, first round pick Jahad Campbell avoided the PUP list altogether. He was listed as a limited participant in today's practice, but he wasn't really limited out there. Did a lot of different things. We'll get into all of that in just a moment here. Some other injury stuff. Jalen Carter dealing with a shoulder issue, didn't practice today. Kenyon Green, knee issue, also didn't practice today. He came over in the CJ Gardner-Johnson trade. Will probably be in the mix at some point for the right guard job if Tyler Steen slips up at some point, but it's really his job to lose. We'll talk about that as well. Neither injury is considered to be serious, so expect to see Jalen Carter out there relatively soon. Cam Jurgens also limited today, as well as he's, you know, dealing with the back surgery and doesn't want to do too much too soon. So those are some brief injury notes as practice got started today. So I have a lot of notes. I had some conversations with some guys about what was going on at the field today. My notes are kind of all over the place. Didn't really organize them. So I'll try to make it as streamless as possible here. So if you have trouble following along, I do apologize, but I kind of just jumbled everything down as I was talking to people. So here it is. Didn't want to keep you guys waiting much longer. So first we will start with the star, or I guess one of the stars of practice today, which was Jahad Campbell. My man was doing everything today. He was doing, he was showing off the versatility, doing a lot of different things. He blitzed Jalen Hurts on one rep. He was able to alter a pass, force an errant throw from Jalen Hurts getting after him in the backfield, so that is good. And also in coverage, he broke up a crossing route, or not a crossing route, he broke up a pass on a crossing pattern intended for Danny Gray. So using his athleticism, using his versatility to do a number of different things, he was also doing a lot of things in some individual drills as well. So for a guy that is recovering from off-season shoulder surgery, got out there pretty soon, and he is doing everything for the defense as of right now. The Eagles did list him as limited. Didn't really seem like he was limited from what I've heard and from what I've read online. So that is encouraging news, to say the least. He is really going to be the chess piece that Vic Fangio is going to try and deploy in this defense, especially when we see how the edge rushing rotation shakes out. If they need some help along the edge, they will use him there. If they need some help in coverage, they will use him there as well, especially if N'Kobe Dean isn't ready, they will look to use Jahad Campbell to drop off into coverage at times. But as far as linebackers go, Zach Bond obviously got the start, and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. got the first team reps alongside Zach Bond as well. Excuse me. So the Eagles are very interested in seeing what Jeremiah Trotter can handle, seeing what kind of workload they can kind of give him as he embarks on his second season here, because like I said, N'Kobe Dean still recovering from injury. I don't know if it's going to be a committee thing. Is it going to be, if Jahad's healthy, we'll give him the full workload here? But Jeremiah Trotter, it seems like he's going to get a fair shake here to see what he can handle. Of course, Zach Bond is going to hold it down as usual. Nolan Smith, we expect big things from him this season. He was one of the first players on the field, worked out some pass rush moves before practice. He's still wearing a brace on his left arm. He suffered the torn triceps in the Super Bowl, so he's still nursing that, but no limitations from him today. He was out there getting some work in ahead of practice and, of course, participated in practice. So that's good news for Nolan Smith. He is going to lead the pass rushing rotation this year. It's his room now, as Brandon Graham has said in the past, since his retirement. So just wanted to kind of see where his injury was at. He is wearing the brace, but it seems like he is good to go moving forward here. A little fun note here, Jason Kelce was in attendance. He was hanging out with new offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo. So, you know, getting Petullo in the mix here as he starts to get used to the job duties of offensive coordinator. Jason Kelce was hanging around him a lot, so I'm sure that he was showing him some things or pointing out some things or whatever the case is. But Jason Kelce, always a frequent presence at these practices, always making sure he's around the organization. So no surprise that he was at NovaCare today for the first practice of the summer. Kick returner Avery Williams, who is going to be one of the guys in the mix competing for that return job since Britton Covey had left in free agency. He signed with the Rams. Avery Williams practiced today to start camp. He missed the entire spring with an undisclosed injury. We don't really know what the injury was, but whatever it was, he's okay now, and he was out there practicing. So that's a little note here as well. One of the main headlines today that I was able to gather, Cooper DeJean, the Eagles are going to make it a point to have Cooper DeJean play pretty much every defensive snap this season. If it's not going to be at nickel, it's going to be at safety. If it's not at safety, it's going to be outside. But in some facet, Cooper DeJean is going to be on the field. Vic Fangio hinted during the spring that Cooper DeJean is going to be getting some looks here at safety in base defenses. Cooper DeJean did some work today in individual drills with the safeties, so already getting acclimated with that group. And in base defense today, Cooper DeJean was the first team safety alongside Reed Blankenship. So the exciting Mikes back there, manning the secondary in base defense. You know, when you don't need a nickel guy, Cooper DeJean looks like he will be the guy on the back end next to Reed Blankenship. It looks like they're already throwing him into the fire. It's not a gradual thing. It's not like let's fiddle around with it. Let's see what he can do. They're full blown throwing him into the fire. So DeJean is going to have an immense workload this season, and that's probably the way he likes it, because he can play wherever. He said that when he got drafted, he's comfortable playing wherever. He's not limited to a position. He worked out for several teams at safety in the pre-draft process, so no surprise that the Eagles are interested in using him, especially since CJ Gardner-Johnson isn't here anymore. So we do expect to see Cooper DeJean at that position a little more frequently. But when they did move to nickel, Cooper DeJean was back at nickel, and Sidney Brown got first crack at first team reps next to Reed Blankenship. So in base defense on the back end, it is Cooper and Reed. When it's in nickel defense, Cooper DeJean is in the slot, and Sidney Brown was back there. Now, Andrew Mukuba, in 7-on-7s, he was the second-team safety, and 11-on-11s, he was the first-team safety. So, based on what I've heard, it sounds like Mukuba and Sidney Brown are splitting the reps 50-50 at the moment, which is kind of what we expected. I don't know where Tristan McCollum fits into the formula at the moment, but Mukuba and Sidney Brown appear to be battling for that job, which is what we expected coming into the summer. So that is interesting stuff there as well. Keely Ringo opposite Quinyon Mitchell for most of the day, but it was a rough go for Keely on the first day. Now, granted, you have to consider who he's going up against. He's going up against some of the best receivers the NFL has to offer, so you have to take that with a grain of salt. But he got beat twice today, once by A.J. Brown. Hurts hit A.J. Brown 20 yards downfield. Now, Keely Ringo, on both these attempts, I should say, he was in good position. It's just that these receivers really made good plays. Good throw by Jalen, good catch by A.J. Brown. Keely Ringo was there, but only so much you can do against A.J. Brown. So got beat there. And he also got beat by Terrace Marshall Jr. on a beautiful ball from Tanner McKee to Terrace Marshall. And Keely Ringo also got beat on that. So beaten twice, not something you want to hear from a guy that is a cornerback to incumbents. But yeah, like I said, you can't put too much into day one, so it is what it is. But a lot of people are going to see Ringo's name getting beat, and they're going to start raising flags like, oh my God, do we have to rely on Adoree Jackson? Do we have to bring in an outside guy? But like I said, it's the competition for the most part. But that is just a couple of notes here for as far as Keely Ringo goes. And that secondary.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
On offense, Tyler Steen started at right guard. That's probably going to be the case throughout the entire summer. His job to lose, unless he coughs it up for whatever reason, or he gets hurt and they throw somebody else in there, kind of like the way the Becton situation happened last year. Becton got thrown in there, never gave it up. So if Steen stays healthy, he should win that job fairly easily. A.J. Dillon got reps with the first team offense before Will Shipley did. So all summer long, we were talking about Will Shipley is going to be, you know, running back two. He's the most equipped to handle the workload that Kenneth Gainwell had. He's the most equipped to replace him. And A.J. Dillon got first look there. So that is something to keep an eye on as well. It's only first day. We can't read too much into it. But A.J. Dillon did get the reps before Will Shipley did. Kyle McCord got third team reps before Dorian Thompson Robinson. I think we all understand that Howie Roseman values his quarterbacks and his draft picks over outside guys that he brings in. Dorian Thompson Robinson came to Philadelphia in the Kenny Pickett trade just to kind of have something come back in from that situation. And you spend a draft pick on Kyle McCord, he's probably QB3 unless he's that terrible in training camp. So he was first up for third team reps. I want to come back to Terrace Marshall because I did kind of glaze over him a second there. He is making an impression in this camp. We have talked about potential training camp standouts. Terrace Marshall has been a name frequently thrown around. Terrace is making plays. He's catching balls, caught a lot of balls in the spring, continued that momentum here today. A.J. Brown said today that he is going to make the wide receiver room very uncomfortable, was a quote that he had said. So, I mean, they need another outside threat outside of AJ, like I said on pods prior. Don't really have that outside depth outside of him. You need a contested catch target for Jalen, that he could be that guy if he continues on this thread. He's making guys take notice. Devontae talked about him in the spring, and now AJ Brown is going out of his way to praise Marshall as well in this wide receiver room. So he's a guy that's really already turning heads. And like I mentioned before, an LSU standout with that kind of talent, it's hard not to be successful unless you're in the QB purgatory that he was in Carolina. Coming in here to a stable situation and a stable offense and a stable quarterback, it's hard not to really be productive when you have the talent that Terrace Marshall does have. So it's good to see that he is continuing his momentum, and he's making guys write his name down. So that is encouraging. If he can make an impact, it would help out the Eagles greatly on offense. All right, some defensive notes here. This might be the summer of Jalix Hunt on defense. Jordan Mailata said that Jalix is going to be a star. I got to get the exact quote, but he said he has star potential or something like that. I know he compared him to Micah Parsons. He said he has the agility that Micah Parsons has. It reminds him a lot of him. And when people hear Micah, you know, your ears perk up. And Jalix Hunt, who was a project last year when he was drafted out of Houston Christian or wherever he came from, he was a project guy, somebody that was like, okay, he's a little raw. You can develop him later on. And the way he ended the year last year, having 1.5 sacks in the playoffs, and then coming into this summer, he got into the backfield. Sorry, reading the note here. He got into the backfield and was able to sack Jalen Hurts. Well, sack, quote unquote, because you can't hit the quarterback, obviously, in these situations. But he got after Jalen Hurts, and he is a guy that a lot of the offensive linemen are like, he's a handful. Jalix is one of those guys that is going to be a household name alongside Nolan Smith. And that's what you're going to need with Brandon Graham leaving and with Josh Sweat leaving in free agency. And we mentioned Bryce Huff in the past, but he didn't do anything. Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith are leading the charge here. So I'm very glad to see that Jalix, with the mindset that he had, we talked about it last episode, coming in here, and a lot of the teammates have it. Even Jalen mentioned it today about we don't even consider ourselves defending champions. We just won it all last year, and that's it. And now we're coming into here, and Jalen said he didn't wear the ring because that was last year's thing, and he's just moving on, and now it's 2025 season. And Jalix is maintaining that as well, coming in here hungry, motivated, and he is already showing that on the first day of practice. So very impressive stuff there. We already talked about Jahad Campbell, him blitzing, him getting after it in pass coverage. So very good stuff there. Also, Ben Van Sumeren, the linebacker turned fullback here on on offense, he's getting running back carries and third down. I don't know if that's something they're going to do in the season, but it is very interesting that he is getting those kind of looks on offense. Some guys talked to reporters after practice. AJ Brown went out of his way to say he is the best receiver in the NFL and he wants to put a stamp on it this year. And I think he has a chance to put up some career numbers this year because, like I said in pods prior, the opposing defenses are going to go out of their way to try and stop the running attack, stop Saquon Barkley, make sure he isn't going to be running wild this year. And Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw the ball probably a little bit more this year. And A.J. Brown wants to put his name in the hat with the Jamar Chases and the Justin Jeffersons of the world. And I think that he can do that. Three straight seasons of 1,000-plus yards. He was towing the line of 1,500 yards in his first two seasons. He got hurt last year. And also, he's been second-team All-Pro each year he has been in Philadelphia, which is hilarious because a lot of people... A.J. Brown has had his best years since coming here. And who's been throwing him the ball? Jalen Hurts. And everybody tries to discredit Jalen Hurts, which is hilarious. Nobody considered A.J. Brown as a top 10 receiver before he came to Philadelphia. Like, we knew he was talented, but nobody considered him that. And now he's a unanimous top 5 guy here in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts throwing him the football. So it's just funny to me how the Hurts haters go around and discredit him when A.J. Brown has a career surge with Jalen Hurts under center. So that's always funny to me as well. But that's some fun notes we had from this practice. It was about a 75-minute practice, and we got a lot of good things out of it. Cooper's all over the place. Jahad Campbell making an impact early on. Kelee Ringo has some work to do, but we'll see what happens there. It's A.J. Brown. What can you really do? Hurts, a good day from Hurts. I can't believe I glossed over him. Only one incompletion today. No touchdowns, but you know, it's these kind of simulations. You're not going to be bombing it downfield. But only one incompletion. Still looks accurate, still looks poised, looks comfortable, and that's all you can really ask from your franchise QB. All right, so as we continue along training camp here, I will get up here, do these recaps. I will continue to talk to guys afterwards. We'll see which days I can get down there. I'm not sure which days as of yet. I have a lot of coverage to do for USA Today, but we'll see what days I can get down there and see for myself what's going on. But in the meantime, I'll continue to talk with the guys around the team and make sure I can get some information to keep you guys informed. I appreciate you guys as always for tuning into the show. Be sure to subscribe to the Philly Pod on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave the reviews, rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the show. Follow me on all social media platforms at the Philly Pod. Be sure to stay on tap with the Eagles Wire on USA Today so you do not miss any of the coverage throughout training camp. Until the next one, y'all, I'll catch you guys. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.